Smart English Today, SET, Post-Test, Intermediate 3. Track 2, Listening Task. Part 1, Questions 1 to 5. In Part 1, you will listen to some conversations followed by questions. The conversations and the questions will be read out twice. The conversations will not be printed in your worksheet, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. Each question will be followed by four answers. You have to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet. This conversation is for questions number 1 and 2.
Good afternoon, sir. May I help you?
Yes. I want to buy a toy for my 5-year-old son.
Okay, sure. What sort of toys does he like?
Well, he loves playing with all kinds of transportation toys.
What about fire trucks? Kids usually adore them.
That's a great idea. Oh, yes. This one is nice. I'll take it.
Would you like me to wrap it for you?
Question number 1. What is the woman's intention by saying, "May I help you?" A. She wants to help you. B. She wants to offer her help. C. She wants to get help from the man. D. She wants to tell the man that it is May now. This conversation is for questions number 1 and 2.
Good afternoon, sir. May I help you?
Yes. I want to buy a toy for my 5-year-old son.
Okay, sure. What sort of toys does he like?
Well, he loves playing with all kinds of transportation toys.
What about fire trucks? Kids usually adore them.
That's a great idea. Oh, yes. This one is nice. I'll take it.
Would you like me to wrap it for you?
Question number 1. What is the woman's intention by saying, "May I help you?" A. She wants to help you. B. She wants to offer her help. C. She wants to get help from the man. D. She wants to tell the man that it is May now. Question number 2. Where does the conversation take place? A. At a fire station? B. On a fire truck? C. At the man's house? D. In a toy shop? Question number 2. Where does the conversation take place? A. At a fire station? B. On a fire truck? C. At the man's house? D. In a toy shop? This conversation is for questions number 3 and 4.
How long have you had this pain?
It started last month. It wasn't too bad at first, but now it's difficult for me to stand up and walk.
Let me see. Oh yes, this joint is swollen. Have you changed your eating habits recently?
Well, yes. I've been eating a lot of meat and seafood in the last few months.
It seems that you have a high level of uric acid, which has caused the pain and swollen joints.
What should I do?
If you reduce your intake of meat and seafood, your uric acid levels will decrease, and so will the pain.
Question number 3. Who is the man talking to? A. A patient. B. His doctor. C. A food seller. D. A pharmacist. This conversation is for questions number 3 and 4.
How long have you had this pain?
It started last month. It wasn't too bad at first, but now it's difficult for me to stand up and walk.
Let me see. Oh yes, this joint is swollen. Have you changed your eating habits recently?
Well, yes. I've been eating a lot of meat and seafood in the last few months.
It seems that you have a high level of uric acid, which has caused the pain and swollen joints.
What should I do?
If you reduce your intake of meat and seafood, your uric acid levels will decrease, and so will the pain.
Question number 3. Who is the man talking to? A. A patient. B. His doctor. C. A food seller. D. A pharmacist. Question number 4. What will the man likely do if he wants to reduce the pain? A. He will limit his meat and seafood consumption. B. He will change his food into meat and seafood. C. He will reduce the portions of his food. D. He will buy a prescription of high-dose drugs. Question number 4. What will the man likely do if he wants to reduce the pain? A. He will limit his meat and seafood consumption. B. He will change his food into meat and seafood. C. He will reduce the portions of his food. D. He will buy a prescription of high-dose drugs. This conversation is for question number 5.
Hi, Andre. You seem very confused. What's up?
We are going to have an exam tomorrow, but I don't understand a single word of the material.
Well, if you paid more attention in class, you wouldn't have a problem now.
I know. It's my fault. What should I do?
If I were you, I would ask the teacher to help you with the things you don't understand.
Question number 5. What does the girl suggest to the boy? A. To study the material by himself. B. To pay attention to the lessons. C. To admit his mistake to the teacher. D. To ask for help from the teacher. This conversation is for question number 5.
Hi, Andre. You seem very confused. What's up?
We are going to have an exam tomorrow, but I don't understand a single word of the material.
Well, if you paid more attention in class, you wouldn't have a problem now.
I know. It's my fault. What should I do?
If I were you, I would ask the teacher to help you with the things you don't understand.
Question number 5. What does the girl suggest to the boy? A. To study the material by himself. B. To pay attention to the lessons. C. To admit his mistake to the teacher. D. To ask for help from the teacher. Part 2, questions 6 to 10. In part 2, you will listen to some incomplete conversations and questions. The conversations and the questions will be read out twice. Listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. Each question will be followed by 4 responses. You have to choose the best response to each question. Question number 6.
Honey, what are you doing?
I'm just watching TV, Mum. What's up?
I need to buy some eggs and flour at the supermarket, but I haven't finished cooking yet. Would you help me?
Question number 6. How is the boy likely to respond? A. Sure, what can I do for you, Mum? B. Certainly, let's go to the supermarket now. C. Stop cooking and go and buy them now, Mum. D. Don't buy them, Mum. I'm watching TV now. Question number 6.
Honey, what are you doing?
I'm just watching TV, Mum. What's up?
I need to buy some eggs and flour at the supermarket, but I haven't finished cooking yet. Would you help me?
Question number 6. How is the boy likely to respond? A. Sure, what can I do for you, Mum? B. Certainly, let's go to the supermarket now. C. Stop cooking and go and buy them now, Mum. D. Don't buy them, Mum. I'm watching TV now. Question number 7.
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you shopping alone?
Yes, dear. Why?
Your shopping bags look very heavy. May I help you with them?
Question number 7. How will the woman most likely reply? A. Sure, I like to help you. B. Why did you want to help me? C. Thanks, that would be a great help. D. Thanks, I don't need these shopping bags anyway. Question number 7.
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you shopping alone?
Yes, dear. Why?
Your shopping bags look very heavy. May I help you with them?
Question number 7. How will the woman most likely reply? A. Sure, I like to help you. B. Why did you want to help me? C. Thanks, that would be a great help. D. Thanks, I don't need these shopping bags anyway. Question number 8.
Do you have any allergies to medication?
Yes, I'm allergic to some antibiotics. I usually get a rash all over my body if I take antibiotics.
All right, here are your pills. Fortunately, there are no antibiotics in your prescription.
Will I be okay if I take these pills? What if I get a rash?
Question number 8. How is the man likely to respond? A. You wouldn't have your allergy anymore. B. If you are sick, you will never consume these pills. C. Why don't you trust me? I'm a good pharmacist. D. If you get a rash, you should go back to your doctor. Question number 8.
Do you have any allergies to medication?
Yes, I'm allergic to some antibiotics. I usually get a rash all over my body if I take antibiotics.
All right, here are your pills. Fortunately, there are no antibiotics in your prescription.
Will I be okay if I take these pills? What if I get a rash?
Question number 8. How is the man likely to respond? A. You wouldn't have your allergy anymore. B. If you are sick, you will never consume these pills. C. Why don't you trust me? I'm a good pharmacist. D. If you get a rash, you should go back to your doctor. Question number 9.
Doctor, I haven't been feeling well recently. I get tired easily. What should I do?
Do you do regular exercise?
Not really.
You know, regular exercise is important for your stamina. If you want to be healthy, you should spend 30 minutes a day exercising.
Question number 9. What do you think is the best response? A. It will not happen. B. Sorry, I don't trust you. C. All right, I'll try to do that. D. I did not spend 30 minutes on exercise. Question number 9.
Doctor, I haven't been feeling well recently. I get tired easily. What should I do?
Do you do regular exercise?
Not really.
You know, regular exercise is important for your stamina. If you want to be healthy, you should spend 30 minutes a day exercising.
Question number 9. What do you think is the best response? A. It will not happen. B. Sorry, I don't trust you. C. All right, I'll try to do that. D. I did not spend 30 minutes on exercise. Question number 10.
You seem to be in a hurry. Where are you going?
I'm going to copy this assignment from my friend in another class. I forgot to do mine yesterday.
But our teacher will find out. She's very strict about copying other students' work.
Yeah, I know. That's why I am borrowing it from a student in another class.
Question number 10. What is the girl likely to suggest to the boy? A. I am sure you will do that. B. You should copy mine. C. If I were you, I wouldn't do that. D. If you do that, you will get a good score. Question number 10.
You seem to be in a hurry. Where are you going?
I'm going to copy this assignment from my friend in another class. I forgot to do mine yesterday.
But our teacher will find out. She's very strict about copying other students' work.
Yeah, I know. That's why I am borrowing it from a student in another class.
Question number 10. What is the girl likely to suggest to the boy? A. I am sure you will do that. B. You should copy mine. C. If I were you, I wouldn't do that. D. If you do that, you will get a good score. Part 3, questions number 11 to 20. In Part 3, you will listen to several monologues followed by questions. The monologues and questions will be read out twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you listen to each monologue, choose the best answers to the questions. This monologue is for questions number 11 to 14.
Good afternoon. I am Adinda Rosa, bringing you the latest news in Indonesia. Top news today. This morning, the 8th of May, 860,000 senior high school graduates attended the joint entrance test for state universities, which was held at 85 state universities in Indonesia. This year was the first time an Android-based test option was provided to participants. As quoted by Antara, the head of the Joint Entrance Test Committee said that they used Android phones for some participants in Bandung in West Java. He said that around 1,000 participants used their Android phones to do the test, and a further 26,181 participants did the computer-based entrance test. One of the committee members explained that participants had to register their Android with the committee prior to the test in order to do the Android-based test. This is Andinda Rosa bringing you the top news every hour.
Question number 11. What is the purpose of the talk? A. To promote the first Android-based joint entrance test. B. To inform listeners about the first Android-based joint entrance test. C. To explain the procedure for participating in the first Android-based joint entrance test. D. To persuade listeners to follow the first Android-based joint entrance test. This monologue is for questions number 11 to 14.
Good afternoon. I am Adinda Rosa, bringing you the latest news in Indonesia. Top news today. This morning, the 8th of May, 860,000 senior high school graduates attended the joint entrance test for state universities, which was held at 85 state universities in Indonesia. This year was the first time an Android-based test option was provided to participants. As quoted by Antara, the head of the Joint Entrance Test Committee said that they used Android phones for some participants in Bandung in West Java. He said that around 1,000 participants used their Android phones to do the test, and a further 26,181 participants did the computer-based entrance test. One of the committee members explained that participants had to register their Android with the committee prior to the test in order to do the Android-based test. This is Andinda Rosa bringing you the top news every hour.
Question number 11. What is the purpose of the talk? A. To promote the first Android-based joint entrance test. B. To inform listeners about the first Android-based joint entrance test. C. To explain the procedure for participating in the first Android-based joint entrance test. D. To persuade listeners to follow the first Android-based joint entrance test. Question number 12. According to the news, what do participants need to do to be able to use their own Android in the test? A. Register their Android with the committee. B. Download the application in their Android. C. Hand in their Android to the committee prior to the test. D. Register their name with the committee before the test. Question number 12. According to the news, what do participants need to do to be able to use their own Android in the test? A. Register their Android with the committee. B. Download the application in their Android. C. Hand in their Android to the committee prior to the test. D. Register their name with the committee before the test. Question number 13. How many participants joined the Android-based joint entrance test? A. 85. B. 1,000. C. 26,181. D. 860,000. Question number 13. How many participants joined the Android-based joint entrance test? A. 85. B. 1,000. C. 26,181. D. 860,000. Question number 14. The newsreader says, as quoted by Antara, the head of the Joint Entrance Test Committee said that they used Android phones for a small number of participants in Bandung in West Java. What does the word they refer to? A. Antara. B. The Joint Entrance Test Committee. C. The Joint Entrance Test Participants. D. The Joint Entrance Test Android-based participants. Question number 14. The newsreader says, as quoted by Antara, the head of the Joint Entrance Test Committee said that they used Android phones for a small number of participants in Bandung in West Java. What does the word they refer to? A. Antara. B. The Joint Entrance Test Committee. C. The Joint Entrance Test Participants. D. The Joint Entrance Test Android-based participants. This monologue is for questions number 15 to 17.
Good evening. I'd like to explain how to use your mobile phone on the road. The purpose of driving is to drive a vehicle. Using a mobile phone is likely to cause you to take your eyes off the road and will interfere with your driving. Therefore, the first rule is turn off your phone. However, if you really need to use your mobile phone, then use a hands-free device. Put your phone within easy reach and only make or receive calls when the vehicle is not moving. Tell the caller that you are driving and will call them back later if necessary. Do not take notes or look up phone numbers while driving. Do not do any messaging, web browsing, or emailing while driving. Finally, never watch videos or play video games while driving.
Question number 15. What is the talk about? A. How to drive a vehicle? B. How to make a call on the road? C. What to do with a mobile phone when driving? D. How to use video and video games in the car? This monologue is for questions number 15 to 17.
Good evening. I'd like to explain how to use your mobile phone on the road. The purpose of driving is to drive a vehicle. Using a mobile phone is likely to cause you to take your eyes off the road and will interfere with your driving. Therefore, the first rule is turn off your phone. However, if you really need to use your mobile phone, then use a hands-free device. Put your phone within easy reach and only make or receive calls when the vehicle is not moving. Tell the caller that you are driving and will call them back later if necessary. Do not take notes or look up phone numbers while driving. Do not do any messaging, web browsing, or emailing while driving. Finally, never watch videos or play video games while driving.
Question number 15. What is the talk about? A. How to drive a vehicle? B. How to make a call on the road? C. What to do with a mobile phone when driving? D. How to use video and video games in the car? Question number 16. What should a driver do when he or she receives a call while driving? A. Pick up the phone and receive the call. B. Receive the call when the vehicle is not moving. C. Write the caller's number and call him or her back later. D. Stop the call and send a message. Question number 16. What should a driver do when he or she receives a call while driving? A. Pick up the phone and receive the call. B. Receive the call when the vehicle is not moving. C. Write the caller's number and call him or her back later. D. Stop the call and send a message. Question number 17. What is a synonym for the word interfere in the sentence? Using a mobile phone is likely to cause you to take your eyes off the road and will interfere with your driving. A. Disturb. B. Destroy. C. Support. D. Maintain. Question number 17. What is a synonym for the word interfere in the sentence? Using a mobile phone is likely to cause you to take your eyes off the road and will interfere with your driving. A. Disturb. B. Destroy. C. Support. D. Maintain. This monologue is for questions number 18 to 20.
Hello listeners and welcome to the WebWise program. This is your host, Andra. Pornography on the internet is a very serious issue, especially for our children. The presence of internet in children's life is indeed unavoidable. However, it doesn't mean that we can't do anything about inappropriate material. Here are some tips to reduce the possibility of children accessing pornography. First of all, put your search engine or video tube settings to save mode. Second, use the parental control feature to filter any inappropriate content. Third, check your children's browser history. See whether they have visited any inappropriate sites before. Fourth, examine the downloaded applications in your children's gadgets. Games are often used to spread pornography to children. Finally, talk to your children and raise their awareness on the dangers of pornography.
Question number 18. Who is the speaker? A. A parent. B. A broadcaster. C. An internet expert. D. A pornography victim. This monologue is for questions number 18 to 20.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the WebWise program. This is your host, Andra. Pornography on the internet is a very serious issue, especially for our children. The presence of internet in children's life is indeed unavoidable. However, it doesn't mean that we can't do anything about inappropriate material. Here are some tips to reduce the possibility of children accessing pornography. First of all, put your search engine or video tube settings to save mode. Second, use the parental control feature to filter any inappropriate content. Third, check your children's browser history. See whether they have visited any inappropriate sites before. Fourth, examine the downloaded applications in your children's gadgets. Games are often used to spread pornography to children. Finally, talk to your children and raise their awareness on the dangers of pornography.
Question number 18. Who is the speaker? A. A parent. B. A broadcaster. C. An internet expert. D. A pornography victim. Question number 19. What should parents do to make their children aware of the dangers of pornography? A. Set the browser setting to safe mode. B. Use parental controls on their gadget. C. Examine their browser history. D. Communicate with them. Question number 19. What should parents do to make their children aware of the dangers of pornography? A. Set the browser setting to safe mode. B. Use parental controls on their gadget. C. Examine their browser history. D. Communicate with them. Question number 20. Why should parents check the applications in their children's gadgets? A. Because games are often used as a media for pornography. B. Because children often download pornography. C. Because they often visit pornography websites. D. Because children like to download pornography content. Question number 20. Why should parents check the applications in their children's gadgets? A. Because games are often used as a media for pornography. B. Because children often download pornography. C. Because they often visit pornography websites. D. because children like to download pornography content.
Posttest selesai. Setelah ini kamu diminta untuk mencocokkan jawabanmu dengan kunci jawaban yang ada pada track 3. Jangan lupa nilailah jawabanmu sesuai dengan kriteria yang telah ditetapkan.